I did, we were talking about the HBCUs first. I knew about the HBCU. I went to a visit to.
You understand what's HBCU?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I went to a visit at Livingstone College in North Carolina. I went to a homecoming, and I was like, "This is home.
You
this
felt
is where
it?
I need." I felt it. It was like I need to be here. Somehow I managed to. They had like a the Bad Boys of Comedy. It was like one of the guests they had for their homecoming or whatever. And I ended up meeting one of the comedians, and I went to the after party with him. And you know, I was like, I can maneuver out here. I can make it happen out here. I came back home, told my dad, "Dad, I want to go to this all black college." I didn't call it HBCU. I called it all black college. And my dad said, "A all black college, bruh. Listen here. Anywhere there's a bunch of Negroes, is a bunch of mess."
Your dad said that.
That's my dad said. And I was like,
damn. That sucks.
But that's the area he from.
Unemployment.
They don't pick up.
Is that fuck. Multiple dogs?
Yeah, my dogs.
Oh, your dogs. Okay. Oh,
you gotta get your shit together, right? They're gonna fuck the pot up. Put them things to sleep.
Moses and Aaron? Or Arrow?
Yeah, Arrow.
And Aaron.
Now, that's where it come from, though.
You ain't.
But
this nigga didn't go to Sunday school.
He did. He just, you know, he didn't give a fuck. He wasn't there because he wasn't consistent.
He went because he had to go. He didn't get involved.
So did everybody else. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I liked going.
I did.
It was a lot of girls at church and shit, though, too.
You did not like going. Oh, no. Your dad was a pastor, though.
And I played drums.
So, like,
and all
everybody
type of
thought
shit.
You was like.
Yeah, you was the man.
You was the man.
So Sunday was like your day. Like, okay.
No, I was cool in school, too. I was cool all the time. I wasn't one of them Sunday cool guys. I was cool.
Yeah, that's because you got money from the goddamn offerings.
No, my dad never took offering.
That only makes sense.
Folks be thinking so much money comes through the offering.
My dad had a job. Like, he worked full time, bro.
You said he ain't take no money.
Swear to God, bro. Yeah. We didn't have a lot of members like that. So you really couldn't.
Man, we gonna talk off the camera, man. I don't want to say nothing. Buns?
Did he get buns?
He had to get buns.
This nigga's crazy.
He had to get buns.
Buns?
But that was a low key shot at all the other pastors. Like, no, he had a full time job. Like, I mean, I assume which threw off.
A lot of preachers just survive off offers. Nah, my dad didn't take offering. He had a full time job. He's a bus driver.
So did he pay offering?
Did he give offering?
Yeah, did he give?
Yeah.
He paid the bills, bro.
That's all you got to pay the bills. Like, people don't understand, like, how expensive it is to keep a church, like, going.
It got
to
be crazy.
Right, this ain't one of the mega churches or anything. Like, every local church, that's why they don't tax these, you know, places. Because they're like, okay, this is a, you know, religious country, whatever, you know what I'm saying, based on Christianity. So if you run this by yourself and you don't get a job, then whatever you get through the plate, probably all cash anyway, mostly checks.
Mm-hmm.
You're under your church. Don't
I'm trying
no
to get
tax.
One of them benevolent joints.
Who?
Call in, bro. Man, I just bought a crib, bro. So you're like, hey, listen, I'm going through tough times.
You didn't like that one? I need one. I don't even think you got it. Benevolent joints.
What is it?
It's all right.
A benevolent offering.
For real? I'm serious, bro. Listen, my dad, he was down that joint, bro. He'd be like, hey, people be coming down here getting them checks.
Yeah, because they got to give them out.
They got to give them out.
You can't get them unless you, like, are active and you, like, do things in the church. Like you pay your tithe, and like, 10% of your pay. And then it's like you can go to the church and, like, borrow, like, the amount of money you've.
No, I don't think it's like that.
At some churches, it is.
At some, yeah, I think it's.
Your dad must go to a Baptist church.
Yeah.
Yeah, we Baptist.
Yep. They smoke cigarettes downstairs in church.
Yeah. Oh, damn. What are you?
Kojic.
Well, I grew up Kojic, but I'm non-denominational. Yeah.
Is Kojic like an acronym for something?
Yeah, Church of God in Christ.
It's more church.
Kojic, growing up in a Kojic church, like, we've always felt like we were the most saved of all Christian churches. Like,
like, you guys are beneath us.
You know who was Kojic?
I'm
going to tell you who was Kojic. My cousin Kalissa and Colette.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Okay, then it makes sense.
That's why they didn't wear regular pants. They wore skirts all the time. They can't wear lipstick. They never got their nails and stuff done. Like,
so y'all, like, kind of like
Jehovah's Witnesses sort of.
Yeah. And like,
so what's the difference as far as time. Like Baptist and Kojic? Is there like a
one
certain
one thinks
type
they're
of,
better than you.
Yeah.
That's the only thing different?
Yeah, because we're just
Kojic got way
wrong.
More rules.
Because, like, you know, like Catholic.
And you guys are more trained up. I feel like when I go to a coach's church, or if I everybody be has to get people, like
everybody's involved.
Like you know your history behind it. Like there's like a creed, there's like a affirmation of faith. You know who your bishop is. You know who
y'all got people y'all call elder, right?
And
like
there's elder. Ministers, elders. Oh, and Baptist church, you can have female pastors. You can't have a female pastor in church of God.
That just started though, because remember
about to get involved.
Females weren't allowed to preach in the pulpit
at all.
Females were not like females allowed to
preach.
People.
They were allowed to preach, but just not in the pulpit.
Right, you got
to get to the side.
You got to preach down there. You got to go down. Yeah, you had to get a little mic to the side, and that's how you got down.
That's a fact. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah.
That is
they
wild.
Really believe like man is like you get named like a missionary or a deaconess or evangelist or something like that when he gets like pastor or bishop or elder. You'll never have a female elder or a female reverend or a female bishop.
And I know some like. I know some fire women pastors. Right. Actually, I feel like all the ones that I know are good.
Yeah, I don't.
Aunt Pest, Tonette.
Boo boo.
Aunt Esther. A. Rogers mom.
Right. A. Rogers mom's fire.
A. Rogers mom is fire.
As far as like looking or as far as what's her name?
Both. Her message. Both. Yeah. Her message is fire.
Yeah.
She's an attractive lady. I remember seeing her.
Yeah. She is.
But I felt like she was like too pretty to be in the church. I was like, you don't want to be a heathen a little bit?
No, what's it called too? Miss Mom.
Oh, she preached, Miss.
No, she don't preach. She was just one of them ones. I was just like, when I was a kid, you can cut the name out.
And no,
but when I was a kid,
he's about to get a.
I didn't even know what Lustin was, but until I was around her.
I remember boys like something happened at church one week, and then nobody who went to that church. We all got up and went to that church the next week.
Bro, you know what lust? What I consider lust? Lust is equivalent to air humping. Lust is
how you felt about it.
That's how I feel about lust. Lust is just like a pelvis thrust. Like
yeah, but that's intense. Bro. That's intense.
Lust. Oh, lust. Yeah,
that's
what lust is. Yeah. It's humping nothing. That's what lust is.
It is. But I mean, like you saying it, like I think that's even stronger.
Right. Wait, you say what?
I think it's even stronger of a feeling. Lust is like
an air hump.
Yeah, no, lust is like yeah, lust
because it's messing up like your mental. It's like I shouldn't be thinking like that. That's the devil creeping in.
Lust is the craziest shit ever, bro.
It's a feeling you can't control.
Bro, lust.
But it's your initial instinct.
I guess you can't control it.
I
guess you can control it, but
you can control the action that comes after it.
You can suppress it on a certain kind of level.
It's like walking past a restaurant.
Yeah, you just don't act on it.
When you smell charcoal burning, you can't help but to be like, ooh, that smells good.
Right.
But whether you go eat it or not, it's your decision.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
That was a real simplification of it. I respect that.
Lust, hey, man.
Have you ever lusted so hard that you like, it burns in your stomach a little bit? No, just me? Only person?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, man, you've never had that, like, you can't get it out. I'm like, fuck, I want to.
That's heartburn.
That's heartburn.
I'm just saying.
You've never lust like I brought that up because like in the Bible, King David lust so much for Bathsheba that like he got his captain of the fucking army killed. He's supposed to be in the back, pointing fingers. Like, all right, y'all go up there. He's like, I need you to go on front line so you can die, so I can fuck your wife and make her mine
because he had a baby with her while he was at war.
And y'all really paid attention in Sunday school.
Yeah, but that's
I feel
also,
like it's
that's
a dope ass story.
Yeah, but that's also like an old
Sunday school.
Vacation Bible school.
Nah, that's just something you
vacation Bible
like,
school.
You read on your own. You'd be like, whoa, this is going on in the Old Testament? Like yeah. this.
God damn, but that's wild. Right,
he's the king. He was like, bro, I got to have her, bro. Who the fuck is that taking a bath right now? Who is that?
Didn't King Henry do the same thing? Or whatever one of them English dudes, they did the same exact thing.
I wouldn't be surprised. The wildest part about the David story is he's one of God's man,
bro, he's
God
the
love that.
So Lustin, like, Lustin is like doing whatever it takes to get it.
He was so enthralled, he got her out the way, or he got him out the way, just so he could have his
right.
shot.
Yeah, like,
and it didn't look crazy, and then he probably just took it.
Lust to me is just like it's beyond a desire. You know what I'm saying? Like you can desire, you know,
or
desire
sexual.
Some pizza. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not like.
Picking the pizza up and just tapping
you know what
it,
what
like, hey, before
like,
you even pick it up, just like, man,
you just sniff on it,
a little piece of it, like, boy, MC.
You just lick all the pepperonis on top first,
fucking with
this undercarriage.
I'm saying that's lust.
Yeah, lust is serious.
Yeah, it really run deep. And there's levels to it, if you ask me. I think there's levels.
It's like right before obsession.
It's less cheating?
I feel like lust.
I feel like lust is natural as fuck.
I think it is too.
The initial aspect of lust is just instinct.
Sinning bastards.
It's just instinct.
It's just like,
is it okay to have a Facebook girlfriend that you never ever speak to?
That's lust.
And just lust over her a week.
Just like all her pics.
He asked if it's
It happens. It happens. Oh, I think it happens with everything.
Lust is a very strong sexual desire. So that's why it's probably like...
I think people go through those moments all the time.
It's all about sexual.
Yeah.
Like, you're not trying to give somebody their heart, you know what I mean, and do the right by them. You just want that ass.
I got it.
I think people go through that all the time. I know it happens to me. I'll see something, I'm like, dang, she is fine.
That's like 6th, 7th grade.
And I'll be on it for like... I'll be on it for like a week.
Until you nut.
You said you'd be on it for a week.
Like,
no, you convince yourself you're in love until you're like...
Until you climax.
She's the shit. She had 3 good posts in a row. Pictures have been looking fire, and then after a while, it just goes away. I try so hard to stay away from lust.
Yeah,
because I'm like,
I literally
said it again.
I was like, lust is a moan, like, it's like a deep,
it's a low growl.
Yeah,
I try to stay away from it as much as possible.
Yeah, all those thirst trap ones.
Yeah, but I don't want to give out that. You know what I'm saying?
But I get 2 or 3 out there. You know what I mean? Just this does look good. Like, or this, you know what I mean? But
how do you tame lust, though?
You don't. You just...
You don't.
You just try to stay away from jail.
You tame lust
by tapping that ass.
By masturbating.
That's post-nut clarity. Post-nut clarity.
I mean, No. That'll get you through the day.
That'll get you through that night. Like,
That'll calm you down immediately.
Yeah, that's just like, if you got a girl, and your girl lets you go out with a full, you know what I mean, gas tank... It's like, hey, if you want this to work out, your best bet is to be like, hey, before you get through that door, like, you really just going to drink with the boys. You ain't even going to be looking around. You, be like,
you
hey,
fuck
man.
Around, it might not even go. He's like, you know what?
I'm tired anyway. Where them chips at?
Nah, but that thing builds up after 2 hours.
I used to do that.
Yeah, I'm about to say, does it...
Once you get back, like, 2 hours afterwards, you're back. Nah. But listen, when you're usually less than like
that... But you're walking to a situation with more clarity.
You can get rid of that situation. You'd be good for the rest of the day.
For me, taming the lust is recognizing the shit that is damaging. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, is this really getting me where the fuck I want to get to? You know what I'm saying? When I realize like that my addiction, like nothing that I want to build is getting built, and the root of it is lust.
Yeah.
The root of my shit was lust. Like, what the fuck? Like, this is just a little nighttime porn or just a chick down here? Like, realizing like, nah, this is all... At the core of why you ain't where you want to be.
If you don't tame your lust, like, it can control your day.
It will.
Like, you be in there jacking off all day long.
Oh, Jesus. You feel me? I thought he was going to say, like, I'm going to be unfocused throughout the day. He was like, man, you just be jacking off all day.
You could. Or,
hey, what
or
they you call can, that? Like, you be edging?
Focusing on, like, a woman all day long, or, like, texting this girl. If it's a, say you get a new jump, right? And you're lusting her because, you know, you want to fuck the girl. And then you just all day just trying to chop her down. That's all lust. And it's taking so much of your attention away from something positive or something that can be...
Where you supposed to be. It takes you away from where you're supposed to be.
See, I'm glad I'm not like that. Like, I'm not a big texter or anything like that. I'm not trying to control...
So what you do when you get a new jump, like, and you really want to smash?
Just text when I can text.
You know what I'm saying? Like, literally just text when I can text. I'm not one to just... I don't like texting conversation and just trying to be attentive with someone all day long.
Yeah, you're low-key. You low-key a caller. I can't stand
that. I'm a caller. Like, if you want to talk, let's go ahead and get this out and let's not do it for the rest of the day. You know what I mean?
Let's go ahead.
That means you're not addicted on a certain level. Yeah. But what if you dealing with a chick that you know you don't plan on going nowhere with? This is just the joint you smashing.
Are you saying
that's up to them though.
Are you saying, do I reach out to her more?
Are you still if you know at we know whether or
like
not
in the
we
beginning
going,
stage
we
is going hard
long haul with you or not?
Right.
Do you cut it when you realize, okay, I ain't going a long haul with you?
No.
Okay, that's still on that lines of not being where you're supposed to be, and it's gonna have an effect somewhere.
So you're saying if you don't think that it's going anywhere, you should cut it off.
Yeah. Hey, why are you entertaining it?
Hold on. Understand where I'm coming from.
We all have needs.
I just ain't got nothing else to do right now.
And you
got to
understand where I'm coming from.
This is past time.
I'm always coming from the aspect of thinking that everybody is trying to build something financially or something. Like that they want to get somewhere that they're not at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're trying to build something and grow in another area of your life, yes. Because it's going to be a distraction.
So you're saying anything that is of no importance, you should cut out your life until you reach the goals you want to reach.
Told my mama that today.
Like that can't be how you can live life. Like cutting off everything in your life that is not of importance.
No, anything that does
not. That's a distraction.
Anything that does not produce good fruit. Gotta go. If it's a waste,
I hate it when they talk in those fucking type of biblical circles.
She got a peach on her. You know what I mean?
The fruit's there.
You talking about
fruit? Jesus, right now.
Is my drone? Is this on?
Yeah, you on? I hear you. Maybe it's
okay, I hear you.
Pull your headphone out. Put it back in.
Yeah, maybe he's distracted.
Pause.
Spit on it and just go.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I think anything that's a waste of your time.
I don't feel like a waste of my time though.
It's something I would say. Anything that doesn't serve you a purpose. Should be removed.
The purpose is the.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The
whatever you say, we can always spit it back. You know what I'm saying?
But
you can masturbate.
It's whatever. Too.
No, sometimes you know. What
God,
I mean? Yeah.
God really be watching sometimes.
I don't believe that he's watching because that'd be sometimes. Wild. Because I'd be going crazy. But not like I'm.
We get that Bel Air.
I've chilled on trying masturbating. Because that can become an addiction too. Hell crazy. Yeah.
Bro, I used to be like, all right, I'm gonna focus from here to there. And then 5 minutes in, like, you know what, let me wank one out. And then you're gone for the next hour. You're gone mentally, like you're focused, trying to get back on track.
Like, do you understand how much energy is released when you climax, bro?
Yeah.
That's why niggas take a nap. Or be like, shit, I'm about
to. Or they don't, you know what I'm saying? Or boxers, they don't.
They don't let that thing out.
Sex or nothing.
Because they need to have that beast come out.
A couple weeks before they get in the ring.
So you're saying they'd be rock hard in there just swinging on each other? just yeast it down. Boy, how do you catch these cuts?
That's crazy.
that's why they wear cups for real. It ain't even about little blows.
I'm not sexually driven, though. I'm not.
But are you wasting your time?
How often do you feel like you need to, you would, if you could get yams as much as you like, how often would you get yams?
If I can get them as much as I like.
Yeah, if you could control the.
Once a week.
And you'd be satisfied?
I get them as much as I want.
You feel like once a week is good enough for you?
Yeah. Yeah, like I literally have no drive to just.
But I need you to remove like all your responsibilities out the picture too. I want you to just think about self-satisfaction.
Oh, if we're talking about just self-satisfaction, I probably...
Every day.
Because you're based... I feel like you're basing it right now off of your availability. Like, if I can get it once a week because I got Carter, I got this, I got work.
Yeah, I think every man, they would do it all the time if...
If it was just there to walk by.
If it was just like, walk by and you could just, hey, yo, and you then come in the house right now.
And
let's
you just
go
walk out the door.
Yeah, I think everybody would do it every single day. But with the availability and everything like that, I've learned... And it's just been a part of my norm just to not really care about. I mean,
you pretty much well prioritize this.
Yeah, when it hits me, then it hits me. But if it don't hit me, I'm not one.
And there's highs and lows, too. You go through those times where it's like you're going hard in the paint, and then sometimes you're like, bang.
What about it?
Like how often do you feel like you would need to climax, like weekly?
Probably like three times
just
a week
like
at least.
Three times a week.
Climax to men at the table, but it's all right.
Would you want to say? I feel like ejaculate would be even wilder.
I just say when you try to rock that thing off, like, or get that thing, you know, get that thing out. You know what I mean?
That sounds way wilder. Rock that thing off. Fucking freaky ass white dude. Rock that thing off.
Or just say, yeah, I mean.
Pause on the rag after the whack that thing off.
Pause on the rag. Let me see that rag. Nah, I think for the most part, I prioritize correctly when it comes to. The lusting aspect and
did that come with
fulfilling
age?
My needs. Nah,
like,
bro,
when you was younger, you didn't have really no responsibilities. Like I know you can remember going out to the city with like no bread, and it was like just we're going to jump every club.
Yeah,
to see
but I
was who
in a,
was
in a relationship. Maybe but that's what I was in a relationship. So I wasn't really out here getting buns. You know what I mean? It wasn't a situation where I was able to chase and go grab this and get this. And you know what I mean? So. It kind of was like that all the time. You know, I mean, through my whole 20s, I never had that experience of really just getting every single thing that I wanted. You know
see,
I mean?
My priorities was fucked up because like it started with college. you know, just having an access to an abundance amount of buns.
Yeah.
And not having any extracurriculars. Like, I didn't do any mirror and shit like that.
They're right there.
I go to class. I go to the calf. See what's popping in the rec. Buns. You feel me?
Like, you said you didn't do no intramural or nothing.
Buns.
That was my intramural.
That's
had to catch the other buns.
I didn't have a video game. I ain't play video games.
I don't play no games.
Nah. What's up with the buns? Like, where they at?
That's why you like the way you are now.
But I'm changing because I got friends that, you know, birds of a feather that are cut from the same cloth. But I see the transition in myself and some in, you know, them too. But like I said, also see the ones that haven't progressed.
Yeah.
And I see the addiction that they have.
Like, not even progressed. They haven't hit that turn.
Yeah. So it's like, damn. And if I wasn't getting buns, I definitely was going to like rub one out. So this has become something that I'm trying to fix. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't trying to fix it because, like, and you can even tell by the conversation we had, when we first started the pod, he was like, "You can't go out without getting no." And I'm like, "Nah, nigga, buns is buns." You know what I'm saying? Like, now, as I'm maturing and changing, it's no longer.
Failed night if you don't get buns.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I felt like I was exerting so much energy, and I didn't realize how much energy I was putting towards buns or how much energy I was losing by masturbating and shit. Like, I get up early when I could be doing something productive, like, you know, maybe read or, you know.
These little 2 minutes is not going to mess you up, bro.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they throw you completely.
Because you're going, now I'm going to go back. Now I'm laying work back out. Down. Now I'm not going to work out. I'm empty.
Sure. You do got a daughter. We ain't even talk about that.
I do got a daughter.
What's her name again?
Father. Her name is Jackson.
I forgot you named her after me, cuz.
That's wild as
that's dope, bro. What, Jackson, like J-A-X-Y-N. X-Y-N?
Mm-hmm.
You thought that Y was going to make it a feminine?
We call her Jaxie.
Yeah, Jaxie.
I call her Muffin D. That's my baby.
Muffin D.
Muffin D. Yeah.
She's Muffin D because she's from Baltimore. that's what I tell her. I was like, why they call you Muffin D?
So how's fatherhood, man?
Fatherhood is... I'm smiling. All I could do is smile because I've never been here before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know what to expect. I know the first like 2-3 months was like, you just stare at it. It's like
loaf of bread. That's what I call
them. They're like, oh, the baby. And I'm like, meh, she's not doing anything for me.
Right.
How
but
do you
think?
She
starts to interact now. Yeah. Now that she's kissy and laughy and whatnot.
It's the best.
5 months now, right?
Four.
Be do you think fatherhood so far is hard or easy?
I feel like it's going to get harder.
Because I've always thought
Once it starts
being a father,
moving around,
it's
easy. Like, got to shit.
Yeah,
like
dealing with the kid is easy. It's dealing with mom.
Yeah, like as far
I'm
as...
I'm married and it's rough dealing with mom.
Yeah, like as far as the kids go,
and he was dealing with
easy.
Distance too.
You think it's a cultural thing?
No, I just think it's, you know, men and women, we have a hard time understanding each other, seeing things
Hold
the
on,
same
but first
way,
off,
you know what I'm saying?
According to y'all, he's with a white chick, right? So yeah. Culture... Apparently, we ain't got no culture over here for white people. Y'all don't remember having that white conversation?
People, Italians have culture. They have their own culture.
Over in Italy.
No, they got their
Irish
own family.
Irish people do.
They got their own family. They got their own family traditions, what they do.
I'm just saying. Y'all hit me with that one time, and I was like, damn, it making a little bit of sense. And I was like, that fucked me up.
No, white people got a culture.
Yeah, they got shit
it's
they
whack.
Could, they could remember.
I think all white people culture is food related.
That's all they think it is. And then after that, it's just religion-based.
Yeah.
And religion, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've always thought that raising kids has been nothing but easy.
Yeah.
But I think we make...
What?
I think as men, like, for instance...
You think you feel the same way about both your kids?
I've also had good support systems throughout, you know what I mean? Which made it always, like, you know, easier if I was ever in a bind and I needed a babysitter or something like that,
he was always watching the movies like...
It was always happening. But as far as like raising, just solely based off of raising the child, I've always thought like, you say it, you mean it, they got to do it. And that's just how it always been. Like there's no...
I can't wait till he finds out how long his kids been lying to him whenever they grow up. And it all hits them when they're like 21. Like, you was doing this?
What? Well, I mean, that comes with the game, but...
Do you raise your kid the same way that you were raised?
No, but similar.
Do you raise your kid the same way you were raised?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Some things I carry on and things that I think are worthless, I'm not going to carry on with.
I try not to do.
What are the things that you are not going to carry on to? I remember we talked about this before. You was like, I said, I love you.
Talking about whooping or something.
Yeah. It's good that we're at the 50th episode.
Ass whoopings all the time. Never explain anything to my kids.
Right. Okay.
I think that is something that was ridiculously, like, that was ridiculous back in the day. Like, just, hey, do this and.
Because I said so.
And then you're just doing these certain things and you literally have no idea why. Right. I mean.
Because they need it done.
Yeah, but I mean, like, tell them why it needs done. Like,
and there are some things like
that. Like, I explained to Carter, like, I'm never doing your laundry. Like, you're doing your laundry always. I don't care if all your clothes is dirty and you don't got nothing to wear. That is your fault. You got to be doing your own laundry. Then I explained to him why.
Why?
Like, not, I mean, you're going to go to college one day. When I went to college and I was at Geneva, I was the only one in the whole entire thing, like, that knew how to do, the whole entire dorm room, that knew how to do their own laundry because they came from
preparation
households that. And I was doing my laundry since I was 10 years old.
I mean, most households do it, like, because you put it in their laundry bags. They're not about to split it up.
Yeah, like, I literally been doing my laundry since I was 10. You know what I mean? So it was just a natural thing for me. So I'm helping everybody else at Geneva. But I'm telling, you know, Carter, like, listen, you're going to be going to college. You need to know how to do that. If you don't have no woman and you're a single guy, you need to know how to, you know, do your own laundry, mm-hmm. know how to cook, and know how to do these certain kind of things.
You mess around, you open up that drawer, you'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, I don't want him to just be like, yo, just do your laundry because I told you to do your laundry. And then he don't know why he's doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just doing it just because I told him. So.
I wouldn't even tell him. I'd just be like, hey, do laundry, just let him walk into it. And then if you let it go, they'd be like, oh, you ain't got nothing to wear. Did you do your laundry? Nah. Oh, shit. There you go.
Yeah.
That'd be the lesson.
We had a lot of good things, though. The competitiveness, the no quit.
Yeah.
That no quit part, like, from my dad.
Yeah, we get that too.
Is something
you start,
that
you finish.
Yeah. Everything like that. No, that part of it. That part of it. Like, I always carry that on. That was something that I thought was useful. That helped me out a lot. Made me crazy in certain things. Mm-hmm. But
with your dad growing up, did you have a voice? I always wonder if this is a single mom thing, because with my mom, there was no.
Ain't got time to explain. Fuck
when it, yeah, when it, I never had no.
When it came to tough situations like finances or anything, you didn't have a voice. If something was intense and I wanted to talk to an adult, no, you're a child. Boom, you didn't have a voice. Even okay, because I always wanted.
I didn't have a voice at first, but then, like, as I got older, I realized that my older brothers and sisters, they really wouldn't express how they felt back to dad. And I didn't want that. I wanted to, you know, express how I felt. And I felt like that was important. And my older brothers and sisters thought that I was talking back, you know. And I'm like,
because they wasn't used to it.
Because they wasn't used to it. I was disrespectful, things like that. And I'm like, I'm not being disrespectful. Honestly, like, he would. It depends on the scenario, you know. Like, I never, but why? I'm like, but why? If he's like, accept my no's the same way you accept my yeses. I mean what I say. Things like that. So,
and see, I said my nose the way you accept my yes.
It sounds like with
like
your pops,
that.
What he matters
was,
is tone.
My dad was, what you said?
It
what?
Seems like it, what mattered with your pops was tone. Because I feel like with my mom, tone or no tone,
it didn't matter.
Yeah,
I never necessarily had a rebuttal. But like as I got older, I'm talking about like probably like 16, 17. It was more so like wanting him to understand me. Not that he had to agree with me, but I want you to understand me. And that's something that, like, I even do in my, you know, relationship. It's like, I don't want you to, like, you don't got to agree with me, but right. I just want you to understand me.
Right. We ain't got to be friends, but you're going to get to know me.
Just know me.
Okay, quick example. This just happened. You know what I mean? Had nephew today, you know what I'm saying? We was kicking it. Went to the house, dropped the dog off, whatever. His mom came home. I knew she was going to try to wild out because she thought she got one over on me. Because, like, you know, the people that try to manipulate situations. You know, oh, the dog bit somebody. You know, something might happen to it. Da, da, da. I'm concerned. So I was like, you take the dog? I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like, kick it all the time. It's my little guy. You know what I mean? But then the last couple months, I'm like, oh, this guy's in the way. He's annoying. Like, I didn't sign up for this. Like, I'm not taking him outside. I'm coming home and the dude's just doing dumb shit. I catch him all over the couch. I'm starting to smell weird. And he's breathing in my face. It's just, and then I was like, because I thought he really came over to see a dog and play with it. Like, they don't give a fuck about me. And so I was like, oh, so like, we taking the dog home today? And he looked at me, he was like confused. And he was like, I thought that's why you were here. He was like, no, I thought he was staying with you. He was like, why are we taking the dog home? I was like, oh, she thought she going to give me the dog for life. Like, oh, this is you now. I'm not paying no vet bill. I don't even want to wash this thing. Like, this is your issue.
Mm-hmm.
But so I took dog back, whatever. And I knew it was coming, the text, and it was a call, and I was like, I'm not answering this, boom. And she texted me, she was like, bring me the cage, da-da-da. I was like, see, that's why I didn't pick up, because you was just calling just to bitch to bitch, because you just want me to hear your tone or whatever. So whatever, took the cage and stuff back. And I'm downstairs, and I guess they must have been messing with him. He's like up at the, like near the top of the steps, like over on this side. And I was just, I'm talking to his mom. She said something. And I'm like, yeah, man. I was like, listen, I didn't choose this. I was like, I would never choose a dog like this. You know, we're just busting up, whatever. And all I hear is, no, then you lied to me. You tricked me. You lied to me. I'm talking about barking. I'm like, what? Hopped over the little baby gate. I ran up on him. He's like, I was being sarcastic. And I was like, yeah. I was like, you don't talk to me like that. You ain't ever allowed to talk to me like that.
It's your nephew.
Yeah. And I was like, this, bro, I legit, if his mom was there, I want to pull him right through a solar plex. Because I'm like, you thought up around the corner where you didn't see me. Just running them jibs, man. Just about like you just sassy. You just being that's bad. Like you can't do stuff like that. I don't care how you think you feel in that situation. Like, because if they said, oh, you tricked them, whatever, you brought the dog home without your mom's permission or something like that, I was like, no, I did this. Why would you even talk to an 11-year-old kid like he had an option? Once I heard him say, like, oh, he stays here now, I'm like, oh, that's what I knew, that was kind of the plan. That's what y'all trying to do? Watch this. Dogs, and we're supposed to be. Then they try to play like, we're taking it to the Humane Society tomorrow. I'm like, okay. If that's what you want to do is kill their dog, that's your dog to kill. Do your thing. But when he was yelling at me, I was like, good Lord. I mean, fire went through my veins. And that was, I got mad because she didn't say nothing.
See, Carter.
So I know he yells at her all the time.
Carter, he's never bit back. The most he's ever done was like,
side.
Yeah. But as far as like biting back, he's never. But da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, there's never been.
I've never
one. Not dad. One moment. There was never been a moment where that's even been a thought process to him. He might go and do something like that, and I'll let him rock with that. You know, every once in a while, it just depends.
I wish I could.
It all depends. It all depends, because today,
like, put your lip down.
Today I had to jab him up. Okay. I had to jab him up. You know what I'm saying? In front of all his friends too. Right down football practice, I hopped out the whip so crazy, bro. Like, I was so mad.
And good for you.
I had to stick him up. I had to stick him up in front of all. I don't care if none of your friends is around, these coaches. I was barking on him down at the field today because he wanted. I told him not to do something in the car. Then I go in the Rite Aid and I come back in the car. It was a spray. Told him not to spray this spray. I'm like, listen, don't spray this spray.
He's wasting it.
Yeah, don't spray this just spray in the car.
It's endless.
It wasn't even a spray for the car.
It was just a spray.
Don't spray the spray.
He was hoping that smell was gone by the time you got back.
He puts it down. He puts the spray down, right? I go into Rite Aid. I come back outside of Rite Aid. Smell the spray in the car. I'm turned. Pissed. Screaming, da-da-da. I told you not to do da-da-da-da. Going crazy. I'm sitting in the car, dropping him off at football practice.
Be that little.
I get out the car so I can talk to his coach. I get out the car, and that's when I felt my whole butt was wet.
He sprayed your seat, bro.
Yo, when he sprayed it, the whole thing fell off.
Oh, and it fell
on my seat. And it leaked, and the whole thing dumped on my seat. I ain't feel it when I was sitting down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just talking to him. Because I'm just focused on the smell.
Right. Then he
I'm focused
felt
on the smell.
The windy buns.
And then I stood up. My whole soaked. I went crazy at the practice. And I'm just like, but you know what I mean? He ain't bite back or nothing like that. But later on, like, when I try to explain to him, like, why I tell you no in certain situations, like, you got to be paying attention to this and that. You know what I'm saying?
Not for the car. I told you not to do it.
Exactly.
Just don't do it.
Exactly.
I'm paying for this.
And he was trying to get his thing, but he was just like, I'm like, don't say nothing.
You want some Febreze? I'll give you Febreze for you.
Right. Don't say a damn word. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, on that level, it's cool, but.
Or, you know, he'd be
what about you and your little girl, man? Because I got a little girl, so how is it different for you?
Man, I feel like we're going to have a time there. You know what I'm saying? Like, my son, I already know it's going to be man to man. But with her, she barks back now. She barked back when she was an infant. You know what I mean? Like, and she doesn't communicate. She's still a toddler. So it's kind of hard. It's that toddler phase where it's just like, ugh! You know what I mean? It's a constant fight. And I have a time with the fact that she's a girl. I don't want her to lose that dog. Okay. But at the same time, you got to respect me. So it's like, it's been tough to kind of find that line. You feel me?
With my daughter, it's a lot different.
I'm about to say, because girls don't have a fear.
It's a lot different. It is a lot different. because
like he's not allowed to because they're talking.
I don't know if I can big mob a situation. I don't know if I have that in me to do it. Because Big Mo would just, you know what I'm saying, boom, Britney, hey, what?
Yeah, whoever you are, really.
Like, what? Like,
it depends, it depends on the scenario.
It's hard for me to do that. I can grip Carter up and, like, I'm just like, okay, yeah, that's what it is. But like, with her, I'm just like.
Yeah, but you don't want to be that one, the first one to cross that line where it's like, oh, then everything changes. It's like, oh, man, what did I do? Is that eternal damage?
It's if I do it, is she going to look at me like a man or pops? Like, it's like a scary, I don't know. It's a weird thing, you know what I mean? Because I'm not.
Like, I don't want her to look at me as danger
every single day like I am with Carter. So I don't want it to be like, oh, when he's around and I do something crazy, like he just gripped me up. I don't want to go to dad's.
And right. there's a big difference. Like with her, it's all feel. Like everything that I want to teach her, I have to teach her through making her feel it. Like my son's only 4 months old, but like when she would cry and I'd like try to calm her down, like, hey, no, no, chill, she would cry more. Like I said, if I look at him and be like, yo, he'd be like, wait, no, I shouldn't cry. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just totally different vibes. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like I'll be able to talk to him straight up. It's logical. He'll get it. With her, I have to make her feel the lesson that I'm trying
it's
to
It's just teach. So easy with boys, man. Right. So, I mean, like damn near all you really doing is just like trying to raise a little you.
Right.
Yeah, but till unless
little you, like unless I mean if you turn up. No, but I mean if you're a shitty you just make him a better you.
But if that's all you know.
No, you know. I mean, you've seen
that. You can always make someone better than you, even if you're shitty.
For sure.
They just won't be better compared to others in the world.
I just see, every time I see boys, and they're just like, I'm like.
You say boy?
No. Boys, yeah.
No, but everybody knows. Everybody knows a murd. Everybody knows a murd. Everybody knows certain people that are doing good. Everybody knows a Rico. Everybody knows, you know what I mean? Like, everybody knows certain people that are doing good. Even if it's not you. You kind of know what good is. You've seen other people right. doing good. You know what I mean?
So you like can a, make in like a Tyler Perry movie.
You can never play sports like, in your life. And when you're in high school, thought Tarv was great. You know what I mean? And be like, you know what? Tarv. Oh, I can just go ahead and just, you know, make him play sports, make him tough in sports. And then he can, you know, go this route. And he might not turn out to be a good person because things can happen. Mm. But you can push him a certain kind of direction. I know a lot of people who have great kids in football and that are great coaches to their kids in football that were terrible at the sport.
Terrible at the sport or terrible at parenting. Like, because I've seen more people go left, you know what I mean, that were like, oh, man, parents is there or whatever, like coaching, whatever, and they're good at the sport. And then they're like, how did that even happen?
I think our parenting is way better than what it was back in the day.
Yeah, we
because you got Google.
I think our mentality, that too, you get to research. Yeah, I can research anything.
There's five different ways to approach this.
Right.
Yeah. I agree.
And I
do you remember
believe,
your parents
though,
ever helping you with schoolwork?
Hell yeah. Trying.
Yeah.
I remember getting
maybe because I got good grades all the time. I never even like, it wasn't even an option.
I stopped asking. It was too much frustration and I'd end up getting in trouble.
My dad beat me in the head with a pencil.
What?
How?
Bro, when I see those TikToks.
Answering the questions.
He had to have small hands.
When I see them TikToks and they be like, what's 2 + 2? And he be like.
That's what it was for me. 7? Some shit like that.
And, then, and the parents like, what? And they go crazy.
That was my dad.
My mom.
That was my dad. He took the pencil. Yeah. If Mike had 3 apples. That's how you go hard.
No. So yeah, like. I always got good grades. So it never really was a thing where I got any help at home.
Did you finish that?
I think my classes that I was taking by like 8th grade was like far superior than any of my parents' knowledge. That it was just kind of just dead when it came to school.
They just knew you.
I don't know what the fuck's going on now.
Oh, they used to tell people when we used to go to parties.
You was there.
Like, hey, yo, tell them what you want to be. Tell them what you want to be. Oh, doctor.
Oh, shit.
Everybody at the party like, oh, okay, little dog. Okay, Dr. Jackson.
Didn't know y'all was Nigerian.
That's how I was. It was really like, because that's what I really wanted to be. I wanted to be a doctor.
What made you quit?
Yams.
Geneva.
I was going to say.
If Geneva would have kept him on the team, he'd be a whole different Ty Jack right now.
Nah, you know what?
Not necessarily
that's
a doctor.
That's a good question. What made me?
I guess what made Yams. You no longer want to focus on?
Yams. Yeah.
You might as well say the
full
party.
Circle. Yeah, full circle.
Party life.
Full circle.
Right.
Full circle. Because
it don't even got to be the yams. It could be the party really life.
The part, but that's a part of it, though.
Yeah.
Part of yams.
Yeah, that's a part of the yams. I mean, like, the
and like
part,
I said,
and plus, if you whatever don't learn don't how serve to study, your purpose, but
listen,
you could have just been smart and just got it. But if you don't learn how to study, it's different.
Maybe, hold on. Maybe if I'd have been exposed to, like, and just experiencing it in high school
and knowing and what it was going to take, I couldn't stand when my bros was going to, like, big schools. Also, I was like, how'd you even know that we had to? So that's why you was going to FBLA.
Bro, when I heard that, I just realized, like, a few months ago that Peggy and all of the a lot of black women that we went to school with went to HBCUs. I'm like, how come ain't nobody tell us about HBCUs?
No, I had no
crazy
idea.
Right?
I'm running around here going to IUP.
You'd be totally different.
No. I think all of us.
This one.
But, you know, I saw Dane and Slap do it, but that was via football.
I didn't even think about it as Howard. HBCU. Well,
yeah, Slap graduated from Howard. Dane partied at Howard, and so
he went though.
But I'm saying they went to Howard off rip because Howard came to them. You know what I mean?
Oh, so whatever.
So with them, I gotta understand it because you're like, okay, you know about HBCU, so it's like, specifically for me, like, I could do, and you could pick for all of these. You're like, oh shit, that sort of opened up your mind. You know what I mean? Like, I never even knew what Ivy League was. All I was right. Like, you just knew, okay, them is the smart teams when they play basketball. Don't bet on them because you know they're going to be out first round.
I wish
Harvard, Princeton.
I had a parent that went to college. I think it would have changed my life.
My dad, I didn't have any parents.
I think having a parent, like, because me, like, everything was kind of just, I just did what was in my life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You
like,
saw.
He was different as far as he wanted to get out. You know what I mean? So this is not here at this
right
is not
back.
Here. And then his mom is
educated
at Geneva.
Right. She knows
older sister going to college. You see these certain kind of things working out. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, that's just the avenue I go. I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to go to college.
That's what it was for me.
That's my whole thing now.
All my brothers went to college.
That's
first.
What I'm saying. My whole thing now is just preaching to Carter how important either going to college or getting, you know,
how many
getting a trade in something.
Are.
You know, there's so many options. You're like, you got to do this and you got to be prepared for this. Like, when it came to my financial aid, I had to go to my homie's house to have his mom do my FAFSA with me. Not even my mom. Like, she was like, well, I don't know what the, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell's going on when it comes to that. So I'm saying, like, I'm doing this whole college thing by myself. Like, I mean, like, I'm just like, you know, just get there and then whatever happens when I'm there. But as far as, like, knowing, like, oh, you got to care about your grades. You got to go up there and study. You know what I mean? Like, you got to go do this. Like, I never had to
fill out.
No one's ever even told me that I had to study at college. Like, literally, until I bombed out my first semester.
Damn, nigga, let somebody else talk.
No, I wasn't finished. I wasn't finished with the dang story.
Oh, yeah, okay, go ahead. My bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was talking the whole time.
Oh, I know. I was like, okay.
Hey, yeah. That's why I was hitting him. He's like, this dude, because he's talking directly to you. And you're like, damn, bro, why me?
I'm like, keep going. I'm like, this motherfucker ain't done yet.
No, I forget what I was saying.
I get it. You gave up.
No, you was talking about
you
had
your
a parent who went to college.
And you had to do the fast pass at somebody else's house because your parents didn't go. So
yeah, but I was saying,
until you bombed out your first year.
Oh, yeah, you had to study in college.
Until I bombed out my first semester.
You bombed out, but...
And then they told me, your mom came up to me and was like, Ty, what is this? You got to... Yeah, because she's at Geneva.
Right, right,
you know what I'm saying? So, like, she called me down or whatever, and I'm talking, and like, yo, you got to get, like, a 3.3... To stay here. Like, you gotta, like, you have to study and care and do all that.
But you said you were smart in high school.
You didn't want to go to NBA.
You didn't want to learn how to study.
I did not even know how to study. I had no idea how to study. That wasn't even
a learned behavior to sit down, shut everything out, focus on this because you're gonna need this to stay here.
Right.
I didn't even know, because high school was like, oh, you had to be like the bad kid to get kicked out of high school. Like, okay, he don't come, he be fighting. But if you just there, everybody's gonna keep coming back every year until
you
graduate.
Drop below a 2.0, they kick you out.
Not in high school.
No, I'm talking about in college.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You get that one probationary semester, and then they're like, okay, you wasted people's time. Like, you in the way of other people.
I got like
staying in pain.
I got like a point. Like, I got like a 0.5.
Or you wasn't even going to class, bro.
No. I was going.
No, ain't no way.
I wasn't doing
that. Ain't no way. Half them classes.
I wasn't doing
half the classes your freshman year. If you just show up, because
you
got to do the assignments too.
You have to, and you got to read. Like, listen, my first test that I ever took, it was in environmental science.
That's
I go in there. Nah, it was no high school class. No, it was a high school class to everybody else. It wasn't to me. I'll never forget. We was there. I take my test. I'm in the middle of the class. I'm just like, man. this shit seems like this is foreign. I've never seen anything on this kind of stuff. I've been to all the lectures. I don't understand what this is even about right now. I've taken my notes. I read all my notes. I'm here now. This makes no sense. I call her during the test. She comes to my desk. I'm like, yeah, this wasn't in none of your lectures or nothing like that. She was like, oh, yeah, no. Nah. In the syllabus, it said that you had to, you know, read the chapters by yourself. I'm like, what?
I didn't have to tell you. You didn't tell us, though.
You didn't tell us, hey, yo, go read this, yeah, go yeah. read this, go read this. I'm like, what? A syllabus meant nothing in high school.
Well, yeah. That's because
a syllabus was nothing. They just gave it to you. Like, but they would tell you everything to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I knew in that moment, I'm like,
you filled out a FAFSA, though, right? Did you fill out an application and like do like the essay or whatever that people got to do?
The essay to get into school?
To get into school.
Yeah.
You guys had to do that?
Yeah, him. Mr. Kelly did.
We could just walk up there and fill it out, and it was just like, it was a wrap. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. It was that was an awakening moment for me, for sure.
Yeah, I think I just...
So why did you... You're not finished?
Mm-mm.
You didn't finish?
I didn't finish.
So what was that after your first year?
After my first year, then I went to CCBC for like 2 years, taking two classes a semester, partying. You know what I'm saying? I'm literally living like I moved in with three of my friends, you know what I mean? And we just all had an apartment, and that's all we did was just party.
So you just enjoyed your freedom, in other words.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, things were strict at the crib when we was young. You know what I mean? So
same significance with me. But when I went to college, barber. I'm a barber and image consultant now, something I don't need a degree for at all. But I had a hell of a like life experiences in college. I became a man on my own and things like that. And but like I wish he wasn't ignorant to, like you said, you wish your parents would have went to college. I wish my dad wasn't ignorant to successful blacks. And he would have encouraged me to be around it. So he would have seen other black doctors, other black dentists, you know, other black pharmacists, things like that. You know what I'm saying?
It was a reality.
But like when my dad would come around, people who were like successful blacks that come from money and things like that, because he don't know blacks that come from money like that. When he sees them, he's like, this bougie Negro.
All right.
That sell was his out. Thing. He's like, this clown. He's a bougie. Right. And he even call him bougie or bougie. He's like, bougie Negro.
But that's not even, but what's crazy is somebody come from another country, they'd be like, oh, you have to, like, you're not that criminal justice. Shut up. You got to do this so we can go get this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, once you qualify for this, then we're going to go get this. Like,
they're very goal-driven as far as things go.
That's
like,
exactly when they come here.
They come here. They come here with a plan.
With a plan. How'd they get the plan from over there, though? We ain't get the plan over there.
That's the craziest part,
they
see it.
Because they want to do it over there, but...
The media, the media is here.
You can actually come here and do anything.
Well, also, when you come here, you get a loan. You get, they don't give you a visa off the muscle. And they don't plot on the black neighborhoods. They just get what they can afford. Because they don't come over here like rich. They come over here and get what they can get. I got a visa. Okay, cool. And I'm going to call my cousins over there. He going to get a visa. Okay, cool. And the first thing you're supposed to do when you come here is do what? Purchase land.
Yeah.
Land.
Yeah. Put a business
I'm gonna go get. I'm gonna go get this little cheap ass store over here on, you know what I'm saying, downtown.
And I'm
gonna get this little cheap.
I'm gonna live above it.
And not only am I gonna live there, I'm gonna live there. My parents are gonna live there, and my kids are gonna live there. Have you ever seen a little Arab kid on a basketball team?
They ain't wasting no time.
You ever seen a little Chinese kid on a football team?
Yeah, but I mean, I know we're saying.
You see what I'm saying? Like, nah, you're gonna work this store, you're gonna study, and you're gonna be a doctor. You know why? Because they pay a lot of money.
It's a plan. Like that's one
that's,
thing.
That's why. Like, I had this conversation.
I never had no plan. Did you have a plan?
No. We didn't have a plan. That's why I wish I was, my parents, but just I wish I was exposed, period, to people who were successful at actually building something.
Mm-hmm.
We were exposed to people who had good jobs, but someone with a good job really can't tell you how to build shit. They got a good degree, they landed a good job.
Right.
That's it. They could tell you how to go that route, but actually trying to build
a business.
That's
educational as well, though.
Yeah, for sure. But it doesn't really help everybody. And it doesn't really inspire the generation to want to drive towards that. Think about yourself. You figure, oh, eventually, whatever, I'll get my degree and I'll just get a job. It doesn't encourage you to build. When you teach people about building, you're teaching them about self-discipline. You're teaching them about decision-making, time management, all of these things that make you realize, yo, I'm a party on Saturday, but I got to get to.
What does he mean by building? Like we have.
Building a business, like him building his barbershop business.
You mean
even
running
my
a
music.
Business by building? You mean like really no financial literacy? Like what this really means? What you have to do to like building something for your future is what you're saying. Because when you say building,
I'm talking about building based off of your purpose, your talents, and your gifts. Building something that can generate you that can pay for your lifestyle.
Yeah, but
that's I'm being specific.
Yeah.
Like me, I was into music. Being exposed to people who know how to build businesses and grow machines could have told me, yo, this is how you do this. You got to build your fan base. You got to network and you got to set these kind of goals. You feel what I'm saying? We weren't exposed to anybody like that. Everybody would say, yo, follow your dream, but nobody could really tell you how to do it at all. You feel what I'm saying? That's why when Marco was building his business and I looked on his computer and I seen he was taking a class from Comcast about business, I was like, this motherfucker, this dude's 18 years old. He realizes he don't get
it. But we had a whole interview with him. He ain't saying that not one time.
And I didn't even think about it.
That's what I'm saying. We ain't getting no how to build. Somebody was here building.
What I realized looking back, what Marco did was he realized, okay, you know, Uncle Rock can't help me. He's successful, but he don't know how to build a business. I don't know anybody who knows how to build a business. I need a mentor. Let me find it in the form of education. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just now realizing what he did. And so I do it now. Like ever since we started this podcast, I've taken 4 video courses on being a videographer. That's why our quality just keeps getting better. Business wise, I take class. I take courses all the time. I pay $100, $200 for an expert to teach me what they've learned. You feel what I'm saying?
I think I made a little bit.
Comcast?
I think I made a little bit too much money for to have that grind. We just had like just enough. You know what I mean? Both of my parents work. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't have like white people money.
This nigga said my parents.
But I ain't have.
Money, I didn't have that grind.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like right there. Like
I'm
saying,
if you get that job,
It doesn't even take that. You just need to be someone who has an idea. You feel what I'm saying? If you, because you was always in sports.
I know black that's successful was in the projects.
All right, so we going this route again?
That's some of the fact. You know what I mean? Or at least looking successful.
It wasn't not.
At least looking, the appearance. Because money doesn't make you successful. Niggas who got Jordans on and that can pay you $50 after the football game.
The dudes that was getting the bitches.
Huh?
That's what I saw with success. Oh, they get all the hoes because they got
And that's
this.
What kind
of
changed my
life. Boom, boom, boom.
That's probably what made you want to party. You'd be like, yo, this cat is living. I want to
reverse,
live.
Reverse, reverse.
That's what living is. I don't want to
change
be,
me up.
I don't want to slave my whole life.
I was lust of the yams.
I was stuck. I was stuck where I was at. Remember, I didn't. No one can get me off my square back in high school. I was who I was. That's how I lived. And you know what I'm saying? That's what it was.
Then after a while, why you wasn't getting no yams.
That's why I wasn't getting no yams.
No, it's when you lost weight that you started wilding.
And got taller.
Yeah, if you'd have just stayed fat, you'd have been like, yo, I'm going to stick this. I'm
going to stick there. Right, dang, you told me the height changed me, cuz?
Easy. Easy it did. You was a different dude. I came home, I was like, his head got longer. Like, what's going on? Like,
head got longer.
You know, it was like you had that mega mind.
Yeah, my shit don't even look that crazy no more, bro. I be seeing it, and I used
what,
to be bothered.
What?
Yeah. Now it's your 6 foot and a little bit over. Like, yeah, like, it's proportional.
Bro, it's not that crazy no more, bro.
There's no way you're talking about your head.
Yeah, bro, it's not that crazy no more.
Because you wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, so do you.
Yeah, but.
So do we.
But we're not talking about me. We're talking about you. And you saying your head looks smaller?
I'm saying it doesn't look as big.
How big
do you look? I'm not saying that it looks. It does look smaller. Like, I'm a bigger guy now. So it naturally looks smaller.
Proportion.
Yeah. Hmm. That's how it is.
Hmm. Hmm.
Stop hooning me, bro.
That's all I got for you. Imagine
like,
that's
where I'm at. Like,
he just
going to
take the empanada.
That's how it goes, bro. What are you talking about?
Son, he said he needed one for his son. I bet he don't need it.
I bet he. You about to cry?
He about to finish it.
You about to cry? Oh, hey, yo, Rico ain't spit a song about his daughter yet. Rico ain't spit shit about his daughter yet. Rico ain't spit shit about his daughter yet.
Spit
about his daughter yet.
She said that I need you to talk to me.
Talk to me. Okay, hey, Rico,
talk to me. Talk to me, yeah. She said that she need me to talk to me.
Yeah. She's my angel.
Right. Yeah.
She's my
girl.
Angel.
The 22 with 22. I'm 22. Got a bad boo. I'm loving you, my peekaboo. As I pick up my boo, we play peekaboo. Snigger pick up with you. You know, I call you Pikachu. My baby girl, you make my world a whole thing. I love you. You came here. The joy you bring to my family. Mom, you, I'm the best. You know, I'm the best. I buy you all I can test. I just want to slow down and just talk right now. Just tell you how much you mean to me. And when I see you, I just want to hold you and kiss you. And the smiles that you bring to me and the joy that you brought to my life. And how I'm just so motivated and encouraged and want to just do phenomenal things for you. And make you accomplish all your dreams and all the dreams come true. And I'm going to die trying to help you accomplish these things. And if I can't do it, then I'm going to come back as a spirit and make sure that you accomplish those things. I took a little pause when I said that because I wanted to swallow because I'm got a lot of saliva in my mouth as I'm spitting, but I'm about to spit some hot shit.
Hey,
so
that's
when it comes in,
that's some Wale shit.
Yeah. Speak it or it don't exist. Rolex on my wrist, Wrangler no doors where I sit.
Yeah,
youngins see me and they wonder how I'm getting it. I break it down so they can read between the sentences. Don't get caught up in the look, my work ethic crazy.
Yeah.
I leveled up a long way since selling atheists.
Yeah.
Puffing on them grape leaves, focus on my faith, B. And made sure that my vices couldn't rape me.
Damn.
1,500 square feet, warehouse large. Sunday service here, Kanye, nigga, no charge.
Mm.
I paid art and placed a bet on me. I invested and used the profits to get all of this debt off me.
Damn.
I quit my job, 322. You want a job? No less than 22 if I lace up my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yay, 100K, I'm talking tax-free. Yeah. About to let the book go. Oprah wanna back me.
Damn.
Almost cried.
Shut it down.
Almost cried.
Shut it down.
Almost cried.
That was it.
Talk
I almost
to
cried.
Me.
Bro, he was in
oh,
it.
Oh, 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 oh.
Hey. Semi.
Talk to me.
Mur, that was Mur's best verse the entire time we've been on the pod.
No, in life.
50 episodes where yeah. Mur just said talk just now was the best on the pod yeah. we ever had.
Mur with nuts.
Nuts.
Yeah. TED Talk at 22, I did the biggest numbers. I'm on a book tour for 3 summers. I'ma introduce Job and Ty to the world. Now that I'm providing, I see a totally different side to my girl.
Ooh. Quit embarrassing me like that, Mur.
Yo. Damn, it's that weed.
What is going on?
It's the drink.
Celebs pull up to the pod when they need us for something.
Shit, this the number one place for your media run.
Yeah.
I brought the world to the county, world leaders round me. Father God ground me and expand me to move mountains. Wifey never been on the plane before our first dinner. Now it's private school, stiff with just to enjoy the weather. Ain't no realm was alive, girl. No matter how we facing. Man, I promise to keep dating. I got a full-time staff who get a full-time bag. It ain't easy program, made 100K off of that. 17K profit and giving back often. Show the youngins how to build. Shit, that's the real profit.
God damn,
I'm real profit. I need some more of this weed. That's how you become addicted.
See, this is what it was.
That nigga's going nuts.
You got high too early. They got high just at the right time. That's exactly what it was. I was wondering what the fuck was going on. Cause he talking about
I ain't never drinking champagne again.
I'm speaking all that shit into existence.
Champagne.
Oh, yeah. I ain't never felt this way listening to bars.
He was like this. He was looking at Bird like,
talk to me.
Bruh, everything he, bruh.
I was like, is he gonna blink?
I'm like, are you back?
We talking about kids, we talking about abortions.
Yeah.
If y'all was here, I know y'all be sporting all the fetus letter.
It sound good. No, I was no, ready at first.
No, what fucked me up was I looked him in his face. He was like this. He said,
how you gonna let me say
dang,
I paid for
Murd?
It? It's crazy, man.
You ain't been there.
Long, long time.
Long time, dog. You ain't been there in
talk
a long
to
time.
Me.
Yeah, you went crazy.
What did you say about his wife?
A lot of things.
Able to provide, he said.
I said, not that I'm
side
provided,
of my wife.
Not that I'm a totally different side of my girl.
Yeah, that's wild to say.
No, he said, I see a different side of my. Oh, yeah, damn, man. We fucked that up, man. Cut it.
No, no, no. I need to. You got to send me the. I need to hear that. I'm mad that you did so well.
I felt like it was revenge for all the times that Rico carried the pod during freestyle.